Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a science story. That's right. A story that has to do with something very scientific. So I hope you're all paying very close attention because we're going to learn something today. And that something has to do with a force. Not the kind that you would read about in Star Wars. The kind that happens naturally on this planet, and it is called gravity. Uh-huh. Today's story is called Gravity is Bringing Me Down. The story was written by Wendelin van Dranen, and it's illustrated by Cornelia Lee, and it is read today by Mommy and
Some random magic nerd.
Well, I hope that you can appreciate the magic of what we're about to read about, because it seems like gravity might be a magical force. Are you ready to find out about it?
Yeah.
Let's...
Magic the Gathering.
Well, this isn't the same thing. No, this is true. So buckle up. Ready? Mm-hmm. Lita knew the minute she fell out of bed, gravity was in a bad mood. Again. She fumbled. She stumbled. She slipped. She tripped. Food splattered. It slopped. It tipped. And in the pictures we can see, she pulls one piece of clothing out of her closet and they all tumble down on her. She is washing her face and knocks over her water cup. She is pouring her cereal and they just go every which direction, all over the table and all over the floor, and the milk spills and it's just not great. You okay? Dad asked.
No, Lita said. Gravity is in a very bad mood.
Gravity is? Mom asked. I thought you two were friends.
Not today. Can we please move to space?
Lita begged.
Maybe to the moon? There's a lot less gravity on the moon.
But instead of traveling to the moon, Lita went to school. Gravity tripped her going up. Oh, the steps on the bus, I can see. And flipped her coming down.
You okay?
Jacob asked.
Zuri and Miguel gasped.
Did someone push you? Gravity pulled me,
Lita grumbled.
Why can't school be on a space station? 0G would be awesome.
Do you know what 0G is? We can see it in the picture. It's where there is zero gravity. So there's nothing that would hold you in place. And if you ever see any footage of the astronauts at the space station, they're bouncing around. They're floating in space. They are floating like you would in the water, okay? Because there's nothing holding them in place. Mrs. Jameer didn't seem to realize gravity was being grumpy. During math, she had a pyramid building contest. Lita sighed.
Gee, thanks, gravity.
Because in the picture, we can see their pyramid has splattered. During science, Mrs. Jameer brought out a model of the solar system and asked Lita to hold up the sun.
You already know that gravity is what keeps things anchored to the Earth, Mrs. Jameer said. But did you know that everything has gravity? Even a feather.
The more massive something is, the more gravity it has. And since our sun is so massive, its gravity is strong enough to keep the planets in place. Without the sun's gravity, our solar system would fly apart. Look around. How is gravity working in our classroom?
And now all the kids have thoughts.
It keeps your cup on the books. It keeps books on the desk.
the coffee inside your cup?
It keeps my hair from floating, and the markers from flying, and the desk on the ground.
All the kids have opinions. Can you think of something that it does for you? Mm-hmm. Keeps your glasses on your face. Uh-huh.
Gravity,
says Lita, and she has fallen down and the sun is rolling away from her. And she says,
all 9.8 m/s² of it.
And that is a mathematical formula, which is, well, it's been a long time since I've taken a physics class, but I believe that what we're looking at there is the acceleration of gravity on the Earth. Outside, gravity seemed to be behaving.
Looks safe to me,
Jacob said.
Yep.
Zuri and Michelle agreed, and Miguel agreed.
Let's give it a minute,
Lita warned. Suddenly, kids were bumping and thumping and bashing and crashing. It looks like a catastrophe has happened on the playground.
It's not you. Gravity is just in a very bad mood.
So, at lunch, gravity kept right on tipping and tripping.
Classic move, gravity,
Lita said, because she's having her lunch, but her apple has rolled off the table and bonked onto the floor. Back in class, it was story time. Lita let out a sigh of relief. Gravity couldn't touch her during story time. But afterwards, Mrs. Jameer said, who is today's cart, Caddy? One look at the chart produced a chorus of, Lita! Oh no. So her job is to push a cart. The cart rolled smoothly out the door, along the walkway, and around the corner, but then came the ramp. And she's trying really hard to hold it together, but it slides out of her hands and it has crashed.
You okay?
The librarian asked.
Yes, Lita said. But gravity sure is bringing me down today.
After school, Lita's mom took one look at her and asked, rough day?
Just gravity.
Lita groaned. You two still haven't made up? Mom asked.
Nope.
Mom said.
Maybe we can fix that.
Welcome back, Lita!
The museum director exclaimed, because we can see what she's done is she's taken her to the science museum. And I think her mom has a plan.
She needs some time in her happy place,
Lita's mom confided. Lita approached gravity with caution. But soon she was climbing and bouncing and sliding and flying. After she'd conquered the rock wall and spent time in the rocket simulator, Lita and gravity seemed to have declared a truce. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I know.
What does it mean?
A truce means stop fighting and work together.
Exactly, and that's precisely what's going to happen here. She's been at the science museum. She's done all the fun things that she can do there now. She's feeling a lot better. After dinner, Lita's food landed in her stomach instead of on the floor. As she got ready for bed, she didn't fumble or stumble. She didn't slip or trip. Was gravity really done bringing her down? Lita tested things with a careful hop and a hopeful skip. And then she danced and whirled and leapt. And sure enough, gravity did bring her down safely into bed. And that, my good friends, is
the end.
The end. Can I say something here that's very interesting? Before we end the story altogether. So, Lita talks about gravity And we know that it is a force of nature, right? It is something that exists, but it is not a person, and it does not have a personality. So what happens in this book is the author is giving what we would call a personality or personification, and using gravity and putting the two together and saying, ah, this gravity, this force is being naughty. It's in a bad mood. But we know that gravity cannot actually ever have a bad mood because it doesn't have moods because it is not a person, right?
Or a living creature.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. It's not a creature.
Or something that lives.
Like, yeah.
A tree could be in bad mood.
A tree doesn't have a personality, but an animal does, or a human.
Mm-hmm. A tree can be in a bad mood if, like, you're moving it and it goes, hey, don't move me, and it smacks you.
I suppose. I suppose.
When you let go.
I suppose plants can respond. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the tree being in a bad
mood. Yeah, plants can respond. They sure can. But this is just something I needed to point out, is that gravity is not a personality. But it is a very interesting force of nature. And that, my good friends, is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.